Going firstly, mate. Welcome to Brisbane. How was the flight over, mate? I saw the pic on Insta. A little bit of a sleep.
Oh yeah. You know, it's always fun coming over here to Australia. I mean, I love it. I'm really big in surfing, so hopefully after when the meet's all said and done, I get to go catch some waves.
Are you, I was sort of just talking before, having a guy like Michael Phelps back on Team USA, mate, how much of a, I guess, just how cool is that?
You know, I think after London, when he said he was announcing his retirement, I think I was the only one that said, no, it's not going to happen. I think I was the first one to say that he's going to come back. Once you have that competitive edge in you, like, it's hard to get rid of. And like he said, he missed it. He missed being in that water, getting up on those blocks, and that excitement of racing the top guys in the world. He missed it, and that's why he came back. And now he's having a lot more fun than when he, right before he retired. So I'm glad he's back on the team representing USA.
What does he bring to Team USA, Mike?
You know, I mean, he's a role model, especially for the young kids. Just everything he's accomplished in the sport of swimming. I mean, he's changed the sport. And we're lucky to be in that generation of his and just being a part of it with him.
And yourself, mate, how's the MCL?
Sorry, you said before he would normally be in a bubble and do his own thing, but now he's actually making a conscious effort to get around and talk to the young guys, and it's impressive.
You've seen actually a big change in him, not only as a swimmer, as a human being. I mean, he's taking his time outside the pool to help the other kids, teaching them things that he learned on the way as growing up as a swimmer. And, you know, he just wants to help the sport, and that's awesome. I love that.
Well, how do you maintain your level of motivation and commitment to the sport? I mean, obviously you've had things go on outside the pool that you've been interested in, but how do you keep getting back into keep doing this over and over again?
You know, I mean, I think I said this before. This year has been the biggest roller coaster of my life, and I've had so many ups and downs this year. But you know, the time that I've been in the water, I've put 100% effort into it. So I don't know what to expect going into Pan Pax, but all I do know is when I get on those blocks, I'm going to give it 110%, and I'm going to go out there and just try to put my hand on the wall.
When you get to this stage, you prove, do you still think, I've got best times in me, I can still improve these events and go faster?
No matter how old you are or young, I mean, every time you go up on those blocks, I always feel like I'm capable of doing a best time, or I'm capable of winning, and no matter what event, stroke, it doesn't matter. That's my mentality going into each wall. I mean, each race, I always feel like I can win, and I feel like I can go the best time.
You still do a bit of CrossFit style training?
I think this year I kind of took a break off the CrossFit just because of my knee. My knee wasn't able to handle all the tire flips, the keg tosses that I used to doing. But now that my knee's back together and feeling really good, I'm going to, after Pan Pax, I'm going to go back into training and start doing the CrossFit.
So the MCL, it's all good, mate? She's strong?
She's strong. I wouldn't say it's 110%, but, you know, I think at our nationals a couple weeks ago, it was a big test of doing multiple events, going back to back, being able to do breaststroke in the IM, and having no pain. And I feel a lot faster than I did going into nationals. I'm pretty excited to see what I can do in Pan Pax.
Do you feel like you and Michael brought more publicity to swimming, just with your rivalry, the things you do outside the pool, that, you know, the following of swimming is growing in the USA?
I mean, I think so. Between Michael being as fast as he is, the stuff he's done in the pool, and me, my weirdness outside the pool, and our rivalry, us being friends and still being able to race each other, and it's always a good race when we race each other. I think that definitely brought a lot of attention to the outside world, outside the sport of swimming. So, I mean, we're here to just keep it going. We want to change the sport of swimming. We want to make it bigger than what it was in London. I think we're doing a good job.
You still being a poker?
What? Poker?
Yeah,
I don't play poker.
You guys play a fair bit.
Oh, we play spades. We play spades, yeah. We still play that every night on our team trip, so.
Do you play golf?
Golf?
Yeah.
You don't want to see me golf.
Okay.
I'm going to stick to swimming and skateboarding and surfing. I'll stick to those.
Just give it a shot.
Two more,
mate?
Oh, come on. You always got
to kicks,
shot,
mate.
I'm getting a new pair of kicks today, so. We'll see how
what
that
type do you know?
I don't know. Whatever is the brightest color out there.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.